Delling Pole, Greta Thunberg, Saving the World One Sick Bag at a Time. By James Delling Pole on July 31, 2019. If you're not a fan of Greta Thunberg, you are going to love her latest wheeze. Sailing across the Atlantic in a 60-foot vomit machine made up of so much eco-unfriendly carbon fiber, she would probably have done less environmental damage if she'd flown by private jet. The pigtailed eco-activist, recently voted official world's number one most annoying child, will be leaving Europe from an undisclosed location sometime in August and sailing to the US on a 60-foot racing yacht Malaysia 2. By me, but I'm sure I'm far from alone. It's being spun as a victory for the environment because even though the boat, fitted with solar panels and underwater turbines, has a diesel engine for emergencies, it will attempt to make the journey using wind power alone. What the publicity blurb doesn't mention, though, is how incredibly uneco-friendly carbon fiber is. As The Guardian reported in 2017. But carbon fiber has a dirty secret: the high-tech material is wasteful to produce and difficult to recycle. Truly, if Greta had elected to cross the Atlantic on a raft made up of single-use plastic straws, each tipped with plankton tidbits so as to attract passing turtles and get stuck up their nostrils, she could scarcely have won more Pyrrhic victory for the environment. The crossing, if Greta is lucky, will take 2 weeks. But given that this is the height of the hurricane season, anything is possible. I certainly wouldn't wish any harm to come to Greta, not least because however irksome and wrong she may be, and she is both, very, she is essentially the stooge of various green vested interests, I still think that the most poetic outcome for this ridiculous publicity jaunt would be if the ship were holed by a passing whale and Greta, unharmed, had to be rescued by an oil tanker. Some would argue that if Greta really cared that much about the environment, she'd stay at home in Sweden and do all her proselytizing via Skype on a giant screen which could be moved from eco-summit to eco-summit with the barest minimum of carbon footprint. There's also, I'd say, a huge question mark over the wisdom of a 16-year-old schoolgirl with Asperger's spending a fortnight crossing the Atlantic on a racing yacht. These boats are not built for comfort. I know because a few years ago I spent an evening on something similar. A racing yacht called Hugo Boss, skippered by Alex Thompson. You can read about it here. Even though we barely left the Solent, the fairly sheltered bit of water outside Portsmouth, I hated every second. Greta is going to have a horrible time crossing the Atlantic. Then again, I suppose you could call it karmic payback for all the misery her message of doom has inflicted on credulous kids like this little girl below. Climate change child abuse. This young girl is so terrified about climate change, weather, she can't even speak to a journalist about her fears without breaking down in tears. The environmental Marxists have gotten their hands on our children and we have allowed it to happen. pic.twitter.com/9j6bdlk. Amy Mick, at Amy Mick, July 31, 2019.